Past Sunday, Jeannie did a fabulous teaching on our dependence on the Heavenly Father. And so it was quite a teaching, wonderful reality, knowing that God wants us to depend on Him. He wants us to hang out with Him. He wants us to believe in Him. He wants us to rely on His wonderful promises. And He's unloaded a lot of great promises, right?
Yeah.
And He's an awesome dad. He's an awesome Heavenly Father. And so I thought tonight what we could do is look at the qualities of our Heavenly Father. And, you know, last night, and I'm going to kind of side note here, but it'll dovetail in, I believe. Last night, Jean and I went to a speech or a rally, or I don't know what you would call it, a presentation by a candidate for city council. And we thought, we live in the city here, we should get involved, and there's a number of candidates running, and we figure, well, let's find out what we can so we can make an educated vote. And so the opportunity was there, and we went and listened to this particular candidate. And he was pretty impressive, and he talked about policy. He was not into bashing his opponents. But he emphasized policy. This is my policy, and if you don't like this, then don't vote for me.
Yeah,
he's very honest. And and so, you know, he talked, and people asked questions, and I had a question I wanted to ask him. But I was too late. He said, oh, we got to cut it off. And so I never got a chance to ask a question. And it wasn't about policy. It was about his character.
Wow.
And I wanted to ask him, what character trait that you have in your life that will help you be a good representative for me at city council?
Great question.
Yeah. And because I tell you what, if you can learn somebody's qualities, their character qualities and such, you'll pretty well know what they're able to do. And, you know, I was thinking about that with our Heavenly Father. Do we know His wonderful qualities? His character qualities. And, you know, throughout the Word, God expresses Himself. He declares Himself. He shows Himself who He is, what He is. And so we're going to depend on our Heavenly Father, right? Well, let's learn more about who He is and His qualities. And so tonight, we're going to look at a number of scriptures, and I'm going to give you some scriptures to look up and give you a little bit of time to find qualities in there that you can share when we go back around, okay? So we'll start over here. And Jeannie, Psalms 23, verses 1 through 6. And then Deanne, Psalm 28. Verses 6 through 8, look at those verses and come up with some qualities that you find there. Judy, Psalm 51, verses 1 through 2.
Now we're not going to read the verses, we're just going to find characters.
Yeah, character qualities that you can share in there, okay? So, let's see here. Ephesians, Charlie, chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. Okay. Now, I have a special section for you.
Make of me or him?
No, you.
I'm going to be in trouble.
No, you didn't.
2 Samuel 22, verses 2 and 3.
That's good, right?
Wait till you see what's in there.
2 Samuel what?
Chapter 22, verses 2 through 3.
Okay.
And then Lamentations 3, 21 through 24. Okay. Now, you folks that are calling in, I'd like to get you involved.
You
don't
do this?
I mean, I don't.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you know?
Yes.
So I'm going to.
I understand.
I'm going to mention some verses here. And if one hits your heart to check out, grab hold of it and look up, and then we'll ask you to share, okay? So I'm going to read off a number of different verses. And Psalm 62, verses 1 through 2. Psalm 116, verses 4 through 6. I can't tell everybody or who exactly it's on, so that's why I'm kind of throwing this out there. And you can, we may have some duplication, but that's all right. I've got a number of other ones. 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, 2 through 4. Three more. 1 John, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Then another one, 1 Corinthians 1, 25 through 27. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 25 through 27. And then finally, 1 John, chapter 1, verses 4 through 7. So if you folks that are calling in want to grab one of those and read it and then pick out a quality of our Heavenly Father. And then I'll come back to you and I'll go through the list here. And if you want to share, fine. If not, you'll pass. And that's how we're going to do it. Okay. So how much more time we need here? Make some notes or whatever, and or have that verse, you know, open to that section, and then highlight some of those.
Bob, you gave me Psalm 28:6-8, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
That's all right.
Hearing all these other scriptures.
That's okay.
Hey, this is Kathleen. I'll do 1 John 1, 4 through 7.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. If anybody else wants to come off mute and express their desire to look at something, I can repeat some of these if you want me to give you a particular verse. How do you come off of mute? Star 6 or star 8?
Jenny usually knows. Well, star 6 if you're on the phone, but if you're on the app, you just.
Yeah, if you're on the app, right.
Oh, you're just on mute. Yeah, okay.
It's the phone.
Yeah, some people calling on the phone, it's star 6. But if you're on the app, you can just come off of mute. And I can unmute you too, so.
I could read 1 John 3, 1 through 3.
Super, great.
That Barb?
That's Barbara.
Oh, yeah,
thank you.
Wonderful, okay.
Welcome.
I got your number. I don't, name, I'm sorry, I didn't know. So, wonderful, all right.
We recognized your voice.
Yes.
Isn't that cool?
She's on Tuesday nights.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Okay. Are we ready to go here?
Ready.
Did anybody need any more? Did you find a bunch?
Yeah.
Okay, you got to share with a bunch. Okay, so let's go ahead and we'll go around and share the verse reference and then go ahead and. What you got, Jeannie? Okay. Yours first.
Well, I have Psalm 23,
mm-hmm.
and David is the writing it. He's praising God. God is my good, the good shepherd.
Yeah.
I'm using the Passion translation, and it says, "I always have enough. He offers a resting place for me in His luxurious love."
mm-hmm.
His authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I'll never be lonely, for you are near.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, Leah.
Well, I'm also looking at the Passion Translation. I'm using my phone, and so I have the Bible app. So I looked at King James. I looked at, you know, the Amplified, but the Passion is amazing.
Okay. Yeah.
And
what
the,
is it?
The qualities that I picked up on, and I'll just read them. Psalm 28, verses 6 through 8. But Yahweh, or the Lord, may your name be blessed and built up, for you have answered my passionate cry for mercy. So God answers our prayers.
Amen.
Verse 7, Yahweh is my strength and my wraparound shield. Mm-hmm. When I fully trust in you, help is on the way. I jump for joy and burst forth with ecstatic, passionate praise. Woo-hoo!
Oh, my goodness.
I will sing songs of what you mean to me. In verse 8, you will be the inner strength of all your people, Yahweh, the mighty protector of all, and the saving strength for all your anointed ones.
Wow.
So that's some good qualities to be in touch with.
Yes.
We have those.
Wow. Okay. Judy.
Okay, mine is Psalm 51. Verses 1 through 2, and this is also David, and this is, it says in my notes here in the Bible, when Nathan the prophet came unto him, David, after he had gone in to Bathsheba. So, what we find about the quality of the Father here is he has mercy.
Yes.
He's loving and kind, and he blots out our transgression.
Yay.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. Great, great qualities. That's our Father. All right, Charlie.
Okay, you gave me Ephesians 2, 4 through 6.
Correct.
Right. It says, but God, being rich in mercy because of his great love, which he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And he raised us up and seated us together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
So we're what? He's...
So he understands that we make mistakes.
Yeah.
And we... But he has given us mercy and compassion and understanding that even though we fall down, he's going to pick us up and seat us next to Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Good job.
Yeah. Good. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to look at 2 Samuel here.
Rise up, O people. Know that he is God. He is the Lord is our rock.
You know?
He's our rock?
You know, he's that always there, and you can't move him, and you can't change him, and he is solid.
Yes.
You know, just think about what a rock is, and you've got solidness. You've got perseverance. You have so much about his character. He is my fortress. And so what a fortress does is around us, and we can depend on that. And he is our strength.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times God appears in through us, his strength. I'm so grateful. My goodness, you know, he is our Redeemer. And we can trust him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not transitory. He isn't elusive. He's right on, and he's involved. And he's our shield.
He's our shield.
He is the horn of my salvation. And to me, the horn toots out and declares, and it's like he is just calling us to himself and also giving to us his joy. And so I see the horn, a two-way street for that. He is our salvation. Do you think we could have made it through life without?
Yeah, no.
I mean, thank you, Father. My stronghold. And so a stronghold is, I'm not quite sure about, but I don't have a term in my head for that. But it's back to that rock. He's solid. He's secure. He's enduring.
It's like a security bank.
Yeah, I guess so.
Locked away.
I should have looked it up in the dictionary.
That's good. You're right.
My rest and a refuge. I mean, remember in the Old Testament they had cities of refuge.
Mm-hmm.
That if you accidentally killed someone, you could run to and they wouldn't be able to stone you for taking someone's life if it's an accident. I think of how many accidents. My words, you know, through life that were wrong. That were injurious, and he forgives, and we can go to him to restore and even heal the person that we might have spoken to. Mm. My Savior, and he can save us from violence, and I can say amen.
Amen.
I know that one. And we can call on the Lord. He is worthy. His dignity, his authority, his royalty. I think if we really perceived him, we'd all be in our faces before him.
Yeah.
In my sensing of his gloriousness. And he shall save us from our enemies.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes our enemy is ourself and our free will. Anyhow, that's what I got.
Very good.
Verses, all of that.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that is there. It's there. Beautiful. Well said. Well said, Daniel.
Lamentations. Verses 21 through 24. This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not.
Oh, man.
They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. Okay, nothing in there. he's merciful.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. He's compassionate.
Yes.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Right.
He's faithful. He is consistent and unchanging in his care. They are new every morning.
Wow.
What else? The Lord is my portion. He's a provider. He's sufficient.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else are you here? We are not consumed, so he's patient, right?
Mm.
Yeah. All that stuff.
Good. Yeah. Wow.
Nice job.
Love that, right?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you folks that called in, I'm going to have Kathleen take you off of mute there, Kathleen, or you take yourself off, because I can't write here.
Okay, I got it.
You got it. Okay.
Okay, so mine is 1 John 1, 4 through 7. Excuse me. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be filled. Then this is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. He is the light. He is the God. He is the one Amen. We follow.
Yes.
If we say yes. that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But when we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, God is light, and in him is no darkness. Wow.
No.
That's great. Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks.
Yep.
All right.
Didn't somebody else have one?
Barb, I think that, is that you?
Oh, good. I'm unmuted. Very good.
Yes.
I have First John 3, verses 1 through 3.
Yay.
And it goes, I have the English Standard Version. See what kind of love the Father has given to us. And just that sentence right there
yes.
encapsulates everything from the beginning of the Bible in the Old Testament to the very end.
Yeah.
It covers constantly loving us in one way, shape, or another. And we should be called, and we are, the children of God.
Man.
And it's almost hard to fathom that we're at one point opposed and distant and far and rebelling, and at the next moment we are his children mm-hmm. and precious, which to me tells me we're precious to him. And
Amen.
He has that big of a heart that he can forgive us and embrace us
Amen.
And wants to. That is his heart to do that, even though we've messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't reflect on him as much. But, beloved, we are God's children now.
Yes.
And they were writing this back then, but it was written and placed here so that we can read it now. This is true now. This is who he is now. Today, in 2026, it's the way he was 2,000 years ago and the way he is today. He's consistent.
Mm-hmm. The Alpha and the Omega. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very good.
And what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. And that blows my mind that a God that's truly a God, Almighty, will be that generous to us to allow us to be like him. And it's amazing that we'll have strength, we'll have peace, we'll have we get that some of it now, but when he appears, we will be even more like him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't withhold from us.
Yeah.
He's generous and giving. It goes mm-hmm. on, because we shall see him as he is. He's not hiding. He doesn't hide from us. He doesn't trick us and doesn't, he's the opposite, wide open, generous, loving, revealing, showing us all things good, which he is. He is all things good.
Amen.
And he doesn't hide it from us. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. He is pure. And that's how we become purified. It said before, we shall be like him. And so there's this generosity and giving, loving nature so that we have more and more in common with him as he gives us these generous gifts.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, well done.
Thank you, Barb.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else want to come off of mute and share one of the verses that we made available? All right, everybody else is real shy, I guess. No, that's okay. Boy, we sure heard a lot of wonderful things. Our Father, son. Oh, my goodness. I mean, is our dad loaded or what? Yeah. My goodness. Dr. Pete?
Yeah, I've got one here.
Oh, good, good.
Kind of stood out to me. Psalm 116, verses 4 through 6.
Yes.
Then called I upon the name of the Lord, O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. You know, it's just, obviously we see the qualities that we know that he is merciful, gracious. He hears us when we call upon him. But the verse that really stands out to me is number 6. The Lord preserves the simple. And the word simple here, it means in the Hebrew, those that are contextually that are vulnerable, those that are defenseless, weak, you know, and I think we all can look back, you know, in our lives when we've had times where we've been down or sick or, you know, just broken. This world will just, you know, it breaks people down. But how many times has our Heavenly Father been there just seeing us through, protecting us, delivering us, you know, We've all been through some battles, you know, in our lives, and, you know, some of them we've faced together. And how many times have we seen our Heavenly Father pull through and bring us through those times? And, you know, where it finally says at the end of verse 6, I was brought low and he helped me. You know, it makes me think of this picture I have in my office. It's a picture where, as if you were looking from underwater, it's a picture of Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, reaching his hand down, and it was designed as a picture of Jesus reaching down to Peter when he was walking on water, but then he became thirsty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's an amazing picture. But, you know, it's, you know, that's the image that, you know, we really are, in a sense, we're all helpless because we needed, you know, we needed him for, you know, not only our salvation for our life, our eternal life, but even everyday life, he provides, he gets us through, and, you know, and just things that we're not even aware of, behind the scenes, you know, he's protecting us, he's blessing us, and he's just guiding our every step. So we're, you know, we're completely reliant on him. And so those three verses just really touched my heart.
Good.
And I point out,
thanks for sharing that.
I love this. 7. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. Return to your rest.
Yes. Good
Isn't
point.
Isn't that powerful? I mean, I talk to people, friends that are under duress because they're out of rest. They're out of, they're living in their own strength. Return to your rest.
Done that.
I like that. I'm going to tell them, return to your rest.
Amen.
Well, wonderful qualities, huh? So we should have some wonderful believing, right? Great believing.
Amen.
Expectations.
When we think of our Father, right? We depend on Him. We know His some of His qualities. I mean, my goodness, we could live off what we heard tonight, huh? And there's many more. So what a privilege it is to be His child, right? He's our loving Heavenly Father, and we're His kids. What a blessing. What a blessing. But Father, thank you for, oh my goodness, who you are, that you would be so loving, so caring, so everything beyond what we could ever think or imagine. And you're so great, so tremendous, awesome. There's not enough descriptive terms that we could come up with that justify who you really are. So thank you for being all that you are. And I pray, Father, that we can just recognize this in the depth of our heart, that we have this connection with you that is so beautiful, so caring and tender and loving toward us. So we're just excited that we can be your kids, your children, and have you as our loving Heavenly Father. So thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise you, God.